Last night, all eyes were on the Democratic presidential contenders as they sparred in their final debate before the New Hampshire primary. But as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, voters who turned out to see them ranged from firmly decided to not yet sure.
On the street that led to Johnson Theater's stage, a crowd of about 200 students supporting Bernie Sanders waved signs and chanted. UNH student Stephen Charo-Mataro was one of them.
Mostly the free education thing gets to me. I know it's not going to affect me now, but later on when I have a family on my own and I have children coming up, it's definitely going to be helpful.
The students were joined by a handful of issue advocacy groups and the musicians known as the Leftist Marching Band. In the midst of all this, a food truck run by Ramon and Kristen Valdez was doling out coffee and hot chocolate.
Well, we're always here.
This is our spot on campus. We've been here for 10 years.
We just lucked out that this happened here.
One of the people who lined up waiting to get inside on this chilly night was Joe Keefe of Rye. And he didn't expect to change his opinion tonight. He's firmly decided for Hillary Clinton.
I just think she's the most prepared to be president, most qualified. I think she has, you know, realistic policies that have a chance of succeeding.
Others like Katie Solsky of Concord are still undecided. She's leaning towards Sanders, but she also really likes the idea of having a woman president.
I think that would be a really cool thing to see in my lifetime. Please, someone, give us a woman president in my lifetime.
Farther up the line, Allison and Chris Pyatt are just about to enter the building. Chris has decided on Sanders, but his wife Allison says she's torn.
Well, I love Bernie. I love everything he says. I think Hillary's amazing. I'm trying to love her because I think she's incredibly well qualified and would be a great president.
You think he'll decide after tonight?
We'll see.
She always says she has till Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't come by any decision easily, except marrying him.
And with that, the Pyatts head inside, hoping the debate might make that tough decision a little easier. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.